You are listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
And Your Honor, may I publish?
You may.
And we've looked at this exhibit a couple times, but in that second paragraph, can you see which driveway Tammy came into that day?
She backed into the front driveway.
Is the front driveway that long?
It's like I discussed earlier, about two car lengths.
And then is there a driveway that's even longer than that?
Yes.
And how long is the other driveway car lengths, if you could estimate?
Probably about four or five.
So quite a bit longer.
Yes.
And again, were you part of the initial investigation on October 9th of 2019?
I was not.
And again, in that message, put it back up. In that second paragraph, do you see an indication of what time of day this occurred?
9:15.
And that would be referring to PM?
Yes. That's when the call came in around that time.
And again, you're from the Fremont County area, correct?
Yes.
And October's in Fremont County, about 9 p.m. Is it still light out generally?
It's usually getting about dusk.
Do you recall reviewing, let me back up. Would it surprise you to learn that there was no report by Deputy Cannon where he referenced having searched for paintball guns with Tammy Daybell?
Would it surprise me that there was no search with that?
That there was no Google search done for paintball guns?
Overruled.
No.
If Deputy Cannon had indicated that he never searched for paintball guns with Tammy Daybell, would you have any reason to dispute that?
No.
I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, but do you know how familiar Tammy Daybell was with firearms?
I do not know how familiar she was with them.
And counsel talked about some searches that were done by an email associated with Tammy Daybell regarding a paintball gun and an airsoft gun. Do you recall those?
Yes.
From your review of the October 9th investigation, did Tammy Daybell ever produce any photo saying this is the firearm?
No, she did not.
And yet she didn't do any search for a rifle, did she, that you're aware of?
No.
Are there various type of paintball guns in your experience?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm going to ask to have the witness shown State's Exhibit 282.
And Judge, I believe this is the image that we stipulated to counsel. Is that correct?
It is, Your Honor. And I do have a courtesy copy for defense counsel that's now been marked, a courtesy copy for Your Honor and a copy for the court.
All right. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
And Detective, have you seen this image before?
Yes.
And that top image there, is that the Grendel 6.5 that we've earlier referenced?
Yes, it is.
And Your Honor, I would move for the admission of State's Exhibit 282.
Again, Judge, that was by stipulation of the parties, so all right, I'm not having an objection to it.
Very well. Without objection, Exhibit 282 is admitted.
And Your Honor, I would ask permission to publish.
You may.
And Detective Counsel showed you an image of one type of paintball gun. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And that is just one type?
Yes.
And you'd indicated that they make paintball guns that look similar to an assault rifle?
Yes.
And again, that top image is the firearm that was seized from an apartment associated with Alex Cox. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the bottom one, it's marked example. To be clear, this firearm was never located. Is that correct?
That is correct. This was not located.
Can you tell us what we're seeing in that bottom photo?
So this bottom photo right here is a Tippmann paintball gun with the hot, sorry, Tippmann. Yeah. On the top is a hopper. On the back has a collapsible stock and then your barrel.
And Your Honor, the state would ask to publish State's Exhibit 281C that's already been admitted, if I could be handed that. And Detective, this is a close-up, again, of the front part of that Grendel 6.5. Is that correct?
Yes.
And if the firearm was pointing at someone, this may be a vantage point that they of what they see.
Yes.
And Detective, again, Alex was in the area of the Daybell residence earlier in the day on October 9th. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then he was also in the area about 2.6 miles away the night before Tammy was pronounced dead. Is that correct?
Yes.
And counsel talked to you about whooshing and popping sounds from paintball guns. If a gun misfires, will it make a sound?
It depends what kind of misfire or jam it may have.
Are there various sounds that could, would the sound of a AR be muffled or different if it had a silencer on it?
Yes.
And counsel talked to you about Tammy being pretty close to the gun. She describes the gunman as right behind her and she turns around and he's there, correct?
Correct.
And we talked earlier about some searches done on the Homer J. Maximus account about a drop.
Yes.
If you're sighting your gun, and correct me if I'm using the wrong language here, if you're sighting a gun or trying to adjust it to fire a certain distance, is that different if it's a short distance versus a long distance?
Yes.
So if you'd been further away and moved closer, would it be sighted indifferent?
Yes, could be.
And counsel talked to you about the bipolar teenager mentioned in the email from Tammy to Mark, correct?
Yes.
Again, from your review of October 9th, were there any reports of a bipolar teenager pointing a paintball gun at anyone?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Any reports of someone other than Tammy Daybell, any reports of anyone else being coming face-to-face with a masked gunman?
No, not that I'm aware of.
And do you, trying to make sure I'm referencing the correct exhibit, and Your Honor, may I have State's Exhibit 291 again, please?
Yes.
And may I also have Defense Exhibit 16? Yes, it is State's Exhibit 291 and Defense Exhibit 16. And I guess while I'm at it, I forget the exhibit number, but the second call into dispatch by Tammy Daybell.
32B.
232B, Your Honor. And Your Honor, may I have permission to publish Defense Exhibit 16?
Yes.
Your Honor, defense screen just went blank. Oh, sorry, it popped up.
All right.
The HDMI does not like my computer.
Judge, if the court would prefer to take a short break now and we could do the early afternoon break.
Well, I think we'll get this sorted out pretty quickly here.
Detective, can I have you look at that first sentence there? And can you read it into the record?
Something really weird just happened, and I want you to know so you can watch out.
Tammy's sending this message out, telling people she wants them to watch out, correct?
Yes.
And Judge, I would now ask to be able to display State's Exhibit 291.
You may.
And at the end of that first big paragraph, do you see where Tammy indicates the scared part came after when my brain thought of other things that could have happened?
Yes.
And on this one, do you see at the end of that full paragraph where she says, I didn't go to Zumba because I quite understandably did not want to be out after dark alone?
Yes.
Do those statements indicate someone that was scared by what just happened?
Yes.
And in this one, do you see in that first paragraph where it says the guy started pulling the trigger and I could just hear the clicking and whooshing sound of an empty paintball gun?
Yes.
He was standing by the back of the car, just pulling the trigger while pointing the gun at me. Do you see that?
Yes.
Does this indicate more than someone just pointing a gun at someone?
Yes, it does.
And do you recall in the dispatch call with Tammy where she talks about the man pointing the gun at her and just shooting? And we can listen to it again. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, I don't recall that.
And Your Honor, may I publish State's Exhibit 232B?
Yes.
49 minutes, 20 seconds.
Hi, I need to report something.
Okay, go ahead. What's the address?
Okay, 202 North, 1900 East, the corner with the blinking yellow light on Salem Highway.
Is it a suspicious person?
Yes.
Okay, what was he wearing?
He was all dressed in black and he had a ski mask on.
And he said the blinking light now is where you saw him?
No, he's gone now because I pulled up into our driveway and I was getting stuff out of the back seat of my car and suddenly he was there and he had a paintball gun and he was going to shoot at me. And I kept asking him what he was doing because I could tell it was a paintball thing. And then he just kept doing it. So I yelled for my husband and then he took off running around the back of my house.
Okay, give me just 1 minute. Stay on the line with me.
Okay.
October 9, 2019, 21 hours, 50 minutes, 28 seconds.
That was North 1900 East?
Yes.
Okay.
October 9, 2019, 21 hours, 50 minutes, 43 seconds.
Do you know what direction he was going?
He went behind my house, and it's so dark out there. And I lived in the house and got my husband and son. And then they went out and looked, and he was long gone by then. So he was on the north side of my house is where he went to get away.
Okay.
He didn't say anything, or he just kept at, like, he was holding the gun like he was, you know, had a rifle and was shooting at me. So, but nothing came out of the gun either, so I don't think it was loaded.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Tammy D.
I'm going to stop it right there. Did you hear on there where she says, holding the gun like he had a rifle and shooting at me, but nothing came out?
Yes, I did.
Does that indicate more than someone just pointing a gun?
Yes, it does.
And counsel talked to you a little bit about some of those searches associated with Homer J. Maximus. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And he talked to you about October being hunting season.
Yes.
Would shooting through a windshield or shooting through a Dodge Dakota generally have anything to do with hunting?
No.
Through the investigation, did you become aware that Chad had deemed Alex to be Lori's protector?
Yes, I did.
After Alex shot Charles on July 11th of 2019, did Chad and Lori maintain a relationship to them? And I think you referenced it. Chad was down there on August 4th, 2019, just maybe about 3 weeks after Charles was shot and killed by Alex Cox?
Yes, he was.
Would that lead you to believe that Chad was scared of Alex Cox?
No.
Lead you to believe Chad was scared of Lori Vallow?
No.
Are you aware of any report taken by Fremont County where Chad Daybell reported that he was scared of anyone?
No, I am not aware.
Are you aware of Chad ever reporting anyone tried to shoot at him?
No.
And again, through the investigation, what was the connection between Alex Cox and Tammy Daybell?
Chad Daybell.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake.
Judge, I would like an opportunity to clarify the driveway. And then counsel went on about the relationship between Alex and Chad Daybell. And I'd like an opportunity to at least touch on that.
I'll allow some limited recross on those two issues, you, Mr. Pryor.
Officer, counsel put up the Facebook posting by Tammy Daybell, and it describes the front driveway. Do you recall that?
The Facebook, I don't recall that said the front driveway.
Judge, can I
go in the email? Sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to have permission to go get my computer, Judge, and bring up that. May I have permission to go back and get my computer?
Yes.
In Exhibit 16. Thank you. My turn now. I'm not ready yet, Judge. I think I'm ready now, Judge.
All right. Publish that.
Okay, and I apologize. I can't get this to widen on me, Judge. But Officer, can you read that if you look at your monitor?
Yes, I can, and it does say the front driveway.
Okay, and I'm sorry we had to go through that with all that time, but I wanted to make sure. And Judge, that's all I have for this.
Okay, thank you.
So there is no dispute that this was the front driveway, correct?
Correct.
And again, the front driveway is a very short driveway compared to the one in the back, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and further, the distance between the front of the house and where the car was backed up, that even shortens the distance even more, correct?
Yes.
And it would be unusual to use a rifle at such close range, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a weapon that you use at close range, correct?
Usually not.
Yeah. In fact, a rifle is typically used when we're talking about hunting. That's long range, which is consistent with Mr. Cox talking about 100 and 300 yard shots, right?
Sometimes.
And in your experience, if you're really trying to hurt somebody at close range, you would probably use a handgun or a shotgun, right?
Well, I guess I misstated right there.
Okay.
Rifles can be used at close range, close quarter combats.
Okay.
SWAT stuff. So, yes, they can be used.
Okay. Now, the information you got about the Dodge Dakota, you recall that, right?
Yes.
And you talked about the fact that someone was talking about putting a bullet through the window of a Dodge Dakota?
Yes.
Someone trying to figure out what type of bullet it would take to pierce the side of a Dodge Dakota?
Yes.
Someone who would take what kind of a bullet would pierce the metal or the thickness of the metal on a Dodge Dakota?
Yes.
So it would seem with Mr. Daybell owning a Dodge Dakota that it seems that at least the target was someone in the Daybell family. Would that be fair?
That'd be fair to say, yes.
Okay. And With the Homer J. Maximus account, is there any indication that Chad was shared all of the information on Alex Cox's Homer J. Maximus account?
Objection, Your Honor, calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Do you have any information to suggest that Mr. Daybell had access to the Homer J. Maximus account?
No, I do not.
Okay. So if Mr. Daybell didn't have access to the information in that account, do you have any other information that Mr. Daybell had knowledge that Alex Cox was looking for a way to shoot a Dodge Dakota that Mr. Daybell owned?
No.
Okay. Nothing else, Judge. Thank you.
All right. That will conclude then the testimony of Detective Kaya Kamanu. And he's testified twice now. Is he still, well, he's the case agent, so I don't know if he'll be recalled or not, but Detective, you can go ahead and step down from the witness stand. We'll make sure to retrieve exhibits. I'll have a brief sidebar with counsel to discuss scheduling for today, and we'll take our afternoon recess at this time.
All rise, please.
Brenda Dyes.
All rise. District Court, you got a session.
All right. Thank you. Please be seated. And Mr. Bailiff, we'll have the jurors brought in, please.
Yes, Your Honor. All right, please. Freeze off, President County 4, Your Honor.
Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, we're back on the record on case CR 2221-1623, State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell. Continuing with the state's case in chief, is the state prepared to call another witness this afternoon?
We are, Your Honor.
Mr. Wixom.
Thank you. We would call Spencer Cook.
I swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me.
Yes. All right. Now that the witness has been sworn, before we start with testimony, I'll just inquire, because the court has its exclusionary order. Mr. Cook, have you been viewing at all any of the testimony in this case on the court's live stream or otherwise in the trial since it started?
No.
All right. Have you discussed with anyone else their testimony they've given in the case?
No.
Very well. With that, thank you for your confirmation of that. You can go ahead and inquire on direct, Mr. Wixom.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, will you please state and spell your first and last name for the record?
Spencer Cook, S-P-E-N-C-E-R-C-O-O-K.
And Mr. Cook, what is it that you do for a living?
I'm the technology director at the Sugar Salem School District.
Is that the same school that Tammy Daybell worked at back in 2019?
It is.
Okay. What could you explain to the jury in your role at work, what is it that you do specifically?
As the technology director, I'm in charge of all of the technology throughout the district. So that includes all of the schools from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. And I'm in charge of the data, the anything that plugs into the wall, basically. So projectors, computers, network, security, cameras, email, communications, telephones.
Okay, thank you. And so you mentioned email. What do you have to do with respect to the email for the school?
Well, I maintain and manage the emails accounts for all of the employees and students of the district.
When you say manage the email accounts, what does that entail?
Well, we use Google apps for the email service, and so I maintain all of the accounts and make sure that users can log in and make sure they receive emails and send emails.
Do you also manage the email storage?
I do.
Could you explain to the jury what you do with the storage for the email system?
Sure. So we have the front-facing email Gmail account, and the users log in and out that. That's a completely separate setup that they use, and then I have a archiving server that maintains all email communications in and out from all accounts that we maintain, and that is only accessed by myself.
How long does the school keep emails?
We keep emails for 3 years.
And what about the users? Is there a school policy for how long a user might keep their email?
Users can keep their emails as long as they see fit. There's no limit to the amount of storage that they can keep. So if there's an email that they need that's important, then that then they're able to keep those emails.
Do you recall back in February of 2021 being contacted by the by law enforcement with respect to Tammy Daybell's email?
Yes, I do.
Do you recall what it was that they requested of you?
They were asking for emails that Tammy had received in from anybody and anyone that had sent an email to her email account. And they were looking for an email from Charles Vallow on a specific time frame. It was, I think, June 29th of 2019.
Were you able to retrieve that kind of an email?
Yeah, I was able to retrieve it from the archiving server.
Your Honor, at this time, the state has a proposed state's exhibit we've marked as 419, and I believe it's been stipulated that it can be entered. I can offer up two copies to the court.
All right. Has the defense been able to review 419? Any objection to its admission?
Let's see what this 419.
Yeah, we'll have you review that first. Okay, so Exhibit 419 is admitted.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I have permission to publish with the Elmo?
Yeah, I'll have the bailiff give you the exhibit for publishing.
I believe I'm just waiting for the clerk, Your Honor.
Yeah, we're looking at that again. Is that showing on the jurors' monitors? Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cook, I'd like to call your attention to just the first paragraph of this exhibit. If you want to go ahead. Can you see it on your screen?
I see it on my screen, yes. Okay.
You mentioned an email that you retrieved in Tammy Daybell's email system.
Correct.
And the date again was what?
The June 29th of when the email was retrieved, yes.
Yeah. I'd like to call your attention to the first paragraph, if you will. Go down to where there's a quote in there with the content of the email. Do you see the quote marks where it says, Tammy, my name?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Will you just read the first two full sentences of that, please?
Sure. Tammy, my name is Charles Vallow. I have some vital and disturbing information regarding your husband and... Oh, yes. Yep. You bet. Tammy, my name is Charles Vallow. I have some vital and disturbing information regarding your husband and my wife, Lori. This is your work email, so I'll have to wait to send you the evidence. That is very disturbing.
And can you explain to the jury which email address was this sent to? What was Tammy's email?
Her email address was tdaybell@sugarsalem.com. Okay.
And what address did this come from?
It came from an email, charles.vallow@icloud.com.
In your work as the IT manager, can you explain to the jury, were you able to look into whether or not this email had been opened up?
Yeah, we, in the interview with law enforcement, we went into her account and we were able to find the email that was in her deleted folder. And it was there. Opened, and the email had been the email address from Charles Vallow, the Charles Vallow at icloud.com, had been put into the blocked category inside of Google. So any email that Lori would have, any email that Charles would have sent would have been blocked. Any future emails, so they would not have been received.
When you did your search of the email system, were there any other emails to or from Charles Vallow?
No, there were not.
Your Honor, I don't think I have any further questions.
All right, cross-examination. Okay. So there will be no cross of the witness. Mr. Cook, thank you for coming in and providing your testimony. Is he released from any subpoena from the state?
Yes, Your Honor.
From the defense? Yes. Okay, well, that will conclude your testimony in the trial. Thank you for appearing today. You can go ahead and step down, and that will conclude your testimony. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's 3:00. I discussed scheduling with counsel. They've got another, depending on who they call next. It's an inconvenient time to start with a next witness potentially. There's been a request that we conclude for the day. Let me just confirm from the state. Is that still how the state's requesting we proceed?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. And I know the defense is fine with that as well. So that is going to conclude our trial evidence for today. We'll start again with trial tomorrow. And while the jurors are here, counsel, perhaps we can just give them some indication. Is there some request with your scheduling that tomorrow being Friday that we stop sooner than the mid-afternoon?
The state's fine with that as well. We do have some witnesses coming in from out of town, so we're hoping to be able to get through them rather than hold them over the weekend. But I believe that would most likely just take the morning.
Okay. Well, we'll see how things go. So no promises, but I just wanted to give you a heads up that tomorrow may not be a full day through the mid-afternoon. So with that, we will conclude for the day today. And again, as we break for the day, I'll remind the jurors to please follow the court's continuing admonishment to not investigate the case in any way. Try to avoid any media coverage of the case and do not discuss the case amongst yourselves or with anyone else. You can only do that once deliberations have started. So thank you for continuing to follow that instruction each day. We'll be in recess until tomorrow.
All rise, please.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.